Hello. Are you there? Well, we're here.
Swans of soap that's pure and gentle. Come on, come on, swing to Swan.
Lever Brothers, the makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, present the Burns and Allen Show with Paul Whiteman. Our singer, Jimmy Cash, yours truly, Bill Goodwin, the six hits and a miss, and George Burns and Gracie Allen. Well, unknown to George, Gracie has sent away to the Successful Marriage Institute for their booklet on how to keep husbands happy. She is now on the telephone discussing it with her spinster girlfriend, Tootsie Sagwell. Let's listen in.
Well, yes, yes, Tootsie. It's a course that tells wives how to keep their husbands completely fascinated. What? No, I had it mailed to your house because George mustn't know about it. You see, I want to fascinate him secretly. Huh? Uh-huh. So the minute you get it, bring it right over here and we'll... Here comes George. Goodbye.
Gracie, what were you talking to Tootsie about?
Who? Me?
Yeah, what were you and Tootsie talking about?
Oh, the weather?
Are you asking me or telling me?
No, I'm telling you. We were talking about the weather.
Well, you girls better be careful with those military secrets.
Oh, well, that's silly. How can they keep the weather a secret? You just look out the window and there it is.
Well, we don't want the Japs to know what kind of weather we're having in California.
Oh, well, they wouldn't care anyway. They only like very, very cold weather.
Japs only like very, very cold weather?
Sure. I read in the paper that they even left Alaska because it got too hot for them.
I think you got something there.
No, yeah. I'll answer it, dear.
I still don't believe you were talking to Tootsie about the weather.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Postman.
Good morning, Mrs. Burns. I only have a postcard for you today.
Oh, well, that's all right. I know you did your best. How are you feeling, Mr. Postman?
Oh, wonderful, Mrs. Burns. See, I get plenty of exercise. That's what keeps me in this marvelous shape.
See.
Yes, you take my brother Jim now. He's a mailman back east, and he gets plenty of exercise, too. I'd say Jim's in even better health than I am, if such a thing is possible.
Well, I don't see how it could be.
You know what Jim did just recently? He walked all through Egypt, and then he hiked his way through China.
Oh, what was he doing over there?
Well, Jim's very conscientious. He was trying to deliver some mail to a fellow on his route. A fellow named Wilkie. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, Mrs. Burns.
Oh, goodbye, Mr. Postman.
Any mail, Gracie?
Oh, just a postcard. Oh, my goodness. It's from my brother Willie, George. Guess what? He's enlisting.
Your brother Willie?
Yes.
Well, if everybody will just buckle down and do their jobs, I think we can win the war anyway. What branch of service is he going into, the Navy?
Oh, no. He couldn't wear those sailor pants. Where they're wide, he's narrow, and where they're narrow, he's wide.
Yeah. Well, what about the Army? For instance, the artillery?
Oh, no. Too much noise. His ears are very delicate.
Hmm. What about the cavalry?
Oh, no. Willie's delicate all over.
Well, that's too bad.
Of course, he'd really like to be in a submarine, but he wouldn't be much good there.
Why not?
He can't open his eyes underwater.
Well, that would be bad. Why doesn't he get into the tank corps?
Tanks are too stuffy for him. When he rides, he likes to put the top down.
Well, I've got it. How about being an anti-aircraft gunner?
That would be wonderful.
Well, hooray.
Except for one thing.
I was afraid of that.
He couldn't be an anti-aircraft gunner because he's too stoop-shouldered to look up.
Well, can't he lie down on his back?
Yeah, but when he lies on his back, he's so round-shouldered he rocks himself to sleep.
Well, I give up. You know, Gracie, your brother is the... come in.
Gracie, darling!
Tootsie Sagwell!
Oh, no. Look, I'm going out for a walk.
Oh, well, how long will you be gone, dear?
How long will you be here, Tootsie?
15 minutes, George.
16 minutes, Gracie.
Oh, isn't that strange, Gracie? Men don't like me, and neither does your husband.
Oh. Don't mind George, Tootsie. Did my successful marriage booklet arrive?
Yes, here it is. Oh,
Gee, I wish I had a husband to fascinate.
Well, at least you've still got your war work.
No, Gracie, I don't do that now either.
You quit selling bonds in Hollywood Boulevard?
Yes. You see, I was sitting there in my booth yesterday with a lovely new uniform on, and the handsomest young man came along.
Yes?
He bought a bond, and then he said, "Gee, Mr. Don Levy, you certainly were swell in Wake Island."
Well, come on, Tootsie. Let's look at this book together. Maybe you'll get a few pointers. Let's hurry before George gets back.
All right.
Chapter 1. Don't let marriage break up your home. The Successful Marriage Institute believes...
Hi, girls. Where's George?
Oh, he just went out, Bill. You wait here. Tootsie and I are going into the library. We have to read something confidential. Come on, Tootsie.
Oh, it's a good one. Oh, you look just as handsome as ever.
Well, thanks, Tootsie. You haven't changed much either.
Oh, thank you.
Come on, Tootsie.
Bill, what are you doing Saturday night?
Saturday? Oh, well, Tootsie, that's the night I'm going to read my new encyclopedia. You know, the one the swan people send you for a quarter and a swan wrapper. It's a great book. Got more than 1 million words on over 15,000 subjects, so I'm going to read up on a little art, science, and history. So let's make it some other time. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Bill. Come on, Tootsie.
Bill, what about Sunday?
Sunday? Oh, well, I'll still be reading my encyclopedia. Has 832 pages, you know. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye. Come on, Tootsie.
How about Monday?
Oh. Well, Monday I look at the maps in my new swan encyclopedia. It has 8 full pages of maps in color. Great book. Greatest one-volume encyclopedia I ever saw. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Tuesday?
Oh, well, Tootsie, that's the night I want a special, study the special march of events section in the encyclopedia. It covers world events right up to this September.
Bill, why don't you get me one of those encyclopedias and bring it over to my house Wednesday night? We can turn the lights down low and read it.
I'm awfully sorry, Tootsie. The only way to get one is to send a quarter and a swan wrapper to Swan, Box 25, Racine, Wisconsin.
Yeah, come on, Tootsie.
Yes, you just send your 25 cents and a swan wrapper to Swan, Box 25, Racine, Wisconsin, and you'll get your book.
Well, that only leaves Thursday, and I've got a dinner date Thursday with a handsome...
Oh, gosh, Tootsie, that's too bad. You know, that's the one night I'm free.
Really?
Oh, yes, I always stay home and cook my own dinner on Thursdays because it's the maid's night out.
On second thought, I'll break my date.
On second thought, I'll go out with the maid.
Well, Tootsie, we better read this. George will be back any minute.
Well, all right.
It says, The Successful Marriage Institute believes that a wife must be all things to her husband. Not merely one woman, but many women combined.
Doesn't that sound a little difficult, Gracie?
No, not at all. My mother never even heard of this course, but my father always said that she was at least three women.
He did?
Uh-huh. Whenever he tried to sneak out at night, she was at the front door and at the back door and under the bedroom window.
Gracie, do you really think George will respond favorably to this treatment?
Mm, I hope so, Tootsie. But you never can tell about a husband. You know what I always say? You can make a lead to water, but you can't horse with a drink.
Yes, I've heard you say it time and time again.
I always say that.
Paul White, Jimmy Cash, and the boys and I have fixed up an arrangement of a song that means a lot to the boys going into the service and the gals they left behind. It's "I Came Here to Talk for Joe." All right, Jimmy.
I came here to talk for Joe. He wants me to let you know he can't keep that date with you tonight. I came here to talk for Joe. He, that kid, sure loves you so. And when he gets the chance, he said he'd ride. That boy has so much courage. I've seen the things he can do. But he never had the courage to tell you how he feels about you. He's got a perfect alibi. night. So I came here to call for Joe.
Chapter 2. The clever wife who wishes to keep her husband safe from the clutches of a siren must make herself more alluring than any siren could possibly be.
Oh, gee.
Tootsie, that's the one I'll try on George.
You're going to make yourself a siren?
Uh-huh, like that vampy Sally Brown.
Who's Sally Brown?
Oh, you see her at the meat market whenever you're taking your strange kitchen fat. You know, the government needs to waste kitchen fat for explosives and munitions.
Well, I know, but who's Sally Brown?
Well, she's the man who collects the kitchen fat right.
Oh, but she knows. Wait. Did I hear George come in?
Yeah, I think so. Now, you stay right in here in the library, Tootsie. I'm going to be a siren and make George the happiest man in the world.
Oh, dear.
Oh, great, big, strong, wonderful you.
Huh?
How's about a big kiss for your ever-loving little baby?
Kiddo?
I fascinate you, don't I?
What's this anyway? What's going on here?
Oh, that's the way I like them. Rough, tough, and raucous. Oh. Kiss me, kiddo.
Kiss me, kiddo? Say, what's come over you anyway?
Kiss me, kiddo.
Gracie, are you all right?
I'll say I am. Just trying.
Oh, stop it. You sound like Shanghai Lil or somebody.
Shanghai Lil. Oh, now there's an alluring name. That's what I need. From now on, I think I'll call myself Beverly Hills Grace.
Beverly Hills Grace?
Kiss me,
kiddo. Oh, stop it. Stop it.
Oh, you know I'm fascinating. Come on, let's fast.
Gracie, I don't know whether this is a game or not, but I want to stop right now. I don't like it.
But, George, don't you like alluring women?
Of course I like alluring women. I've had enough of this. I'm going out again.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Don't go away. You stay here and I'll be right back.
Did it work, Gracie?
Oh, no, it didn't, darn it. I don't know whether I over-allured him or I under-allured him.
Maybe a sweater would help.
Oh, no, George doesn't look good in a sweater.
Gracie, why don't you try chapter 3, The Motherly Approach? It says, the successful wife knows when to mother her man, for every husband is a small boy at heart.
Well, I'll try to be his mother. I'll make believe George is young. No, it'll be easy to make believe I'm old. Well, here we go again.
Oh, come away. It's time for Mama to give you a bath.
A bath? Now, Gracie, this is too much. Let me tell you something.
Back already?
Yeah, motherhood didn't seem to mean a thing to him.
Maybe he was an incubator baby.
Oh, no, Tootsie, he must have had a mother. I don't think his father would have been happy with a thing like that.
Your husband will desire the companionship of another man. It is then that you must be a chum to him, a pal. In short, be another man.
Well, it won't be easy. Gee, wonder what men talk about among themselves.
Oh, they laugh at each other's jokes, talk about baseball.
How do you know what men talk to about each other?
Well, because that's what they do when I'm with them, talk to each other.
Well, all right. Well, hiya, Burns, old man. Got a cigar?
A cigar?
Yep. I always say there's nothing like a good kimona, kimona.
Kimona, kimona? What's gotten into you today? What is this?
Say, how's about a cigarette, pal?
Gracie, you know you don't smoke. What's the matter with you? Why do you keep running into the library?
How's about a stick of gum?
Well, okay. Oh. Here's a stick of gum.
Thanks, buddy. Well, down the hatch.
Well, I give up. This is the limit.
Care to shoot a little crops?
Shoot a little crops?
Well, sure. It's a game, you know. Wham! Little Joe needs a new pair of snake eyes.
Look, Gracie, are you sure that you feel all right?
Sure, I'm sure. Got another stick of gum, Mac?
Oh, sure, sure. Anything you say, dear. Here you are.
Thanks. Well, bottoms up.
Well, this is murder.
Hey, have you heard any new stories lately?
Well, no, I haven't.
Oh, come on. Let's have one, kid.
Oh, please, Gracie.
Okay. I'll tell one. Did you hear the one about the traveling salesman?
Never mind. Okay, I'll tell one.
Good.
A man went up to a conductor on a streetcar and he said, "Which end of the car do I get off?"
That's terrific, bud. That's marvelous.
Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, boy, what a sense of humor. Nobody can tell a joke the way you tell it, brother.
But I haven't finished.
You got more to tell?
Well, sure. The conductor said to the man, "You can get off at either end. Both ends stop."
Well, that's cute, but I like the first one much better.
Four or five months ago, we made a record of a tune we thought was going to be a big hit. And now we know it. It's Kalamazoo with six hits and a miss.
Successful marriage course.
Try chapter 5. It says here, the successful wife is deeply interested in her husband's business. She discusses it with him constantly.
Oh, I couldn't talk to George about his business, Tootsie. After all, he's a big radio star, and I wouldn't even be on his program if he wasn't giving me a break.
Boy, what a talker that guy must be.
Oh, I think George is very sweet to let me be on his show.
Gracie, do you know how much money George would be making this year if he hadn't met you?
No, how much?
Well, if they wanted to freeze his salary, they'd have to warm it up first.
Well, all right, I'll try Chapter 5. I'll act interested in his business. Certainly hope this one works.
Gracie, once and for all, I would like to know why you keep running in and out of the library. I'm getting...
George?
Yes?
How's business?
How's business?
Yes, I understand you're in the radio game.
You understand I'm in the radio game?
Yes, it sounds like such an exciting business. I'll bet you're mighty tired when you come home from a hard day's work, all covered with static and killer cycles.
Yes, I'm worn out.
Tell me, do you get nervous when you start talking into the aerial?
Gracie, stop being silly. You know very well you're on the radio program with me.
Oh, we're not discussing my business, dear. We're talking about yours.
Oh, I see.
Have you a big program?
Yes, I have a very big program.
How many tubes?
Gracie, I don't know what's the matter with you today. You've been acting silly, and I'm worried about you, honestly.
Hello, people.
Hello, Bill. Honestly, Gracie, I think I ought to send for a doctor.
What's the matter? Something up?
Well, we've been having a silly discussion about the work I do.
Bill, does that sound like a silly discussion?
Well, no, but it sounds like a short one.
Well, it's very funny, Bill. Here I am worried to death about Gracie because she's asking me a lot of silly questions about my work, and you have...
You're worried because she asks questions about your work? Why, George, it must be wonderful to have a woman interested in your work.
Well, I'm interested in your work, Bill. What business are you in?
Gracie, are you kidding? I'm with Swan.
Swan? That's a soap, isn't it?
See what I mean, Bill?
Well, Gracie, you know it's a soap. And what a soap. Pure, mild, gentle.
Oh, well, tell me all about it.
Well, you know, it's the new white floating soap that gives you suds faster than you can say, well, anything. And you get those fast suds even in hard water.
Well, tell me more.
I better send for a doctor.
But, Gracie, you know, Swan's great for washing dishes or helping you get your housework done. Those long-lasting suds go after dirt like crazy. And when you use Swan, Gracie, you don't have to worry about your hands. Swan is so kind to your skin.
Yeah, well, tell me more.
Oh, poor Gracie. Well, there goes my radio program.
Well, gee, Gracie, you know, Swan's the soap you can break in two with a flick of your wrist, so you get two cakes of soap. One for the kitchen to do dishes and cleaning, and the other for your bath, for your tub or shower.
More.
At my age, I gotta break in a new girl.
Swan comes in a cool green wrapper.
More.
With a white swan on the front.
More.
It's a great soap.
More. Yeah. I want to know every tiny little bit of a thing about it.
Well, Gracie, you wait right here. I'll tell you more when I come back.
You going?
Yes.
Where?
Nuts!
Gracie, tell me, what's the reason for all this?
I'll be right back.
Don't tell me, Gracie. I can see it for your face. That one didn't work either, huh?
Oh, that one didn't work the most. It didn't work on two people.
Oh. Well, how about this one? Chapter 7. It is often effective for the wife to act the part of a helpless little child, protected by her strong, fierce, handsome brute of a husband.
Oh, you know, Tootsie, I wonder if this course applies to George.
I know what you mean. Listen, there's more. Men are like lions. They have a fierce desire to protect the helpless. Think of yourself as a little child, and your husband is the king of the jungle.
Well, Tootsie, I think this one will get him. I'm a helpless child, and he's a lion.
Uh-huh. Now, I'll stay right here by the door where I can hear what's going on.
All right. Shh. Georgie.
Yes?
Oh, Gracie's frightened when she's away from her big, strong mate.
I'm your big, strong mate?
Yeah. You are my lion husband.
Now, wait a minute. Maybe I fibbed once or twice.
George, I'm so helpless without you, so weak and helpless. Would you bring me a glass of water?
Oh, yes, of course.
Here's some right here.
Will you hold it to my lips? I'm so weak and helpless. And you're so strong.
Yes. A glass of water is hard to lift. I'm a brute. I'm strong.
Georgie, growl at me.
Growl at you?
Uh-huh. Like a lion.
Oh, no.
Oh, you magnificent beast.
I'm a magnificent beast?
Georgie.
What?
Would you defend me with your claws and fangs?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Would you drag home a deer for me and our little cub?
Right away, I'll run out and get one.
Georgie.
Yes?
Ruffle up your mane and wag your tail.
Well, all right.
This I gotta see!
Gracie, what's she doing here?
Well, come on, Tootsie. Okay. I'll see you to the door.
Come on, Georgie.
I'll be right back, dear.
What's been going on in this library, anyway? Well, everything looks the same. Now, wait a minute, what's this? The Successful Marriage Institute. Take an interest in your husband's work. Act like a helpless child. Why, that sweet kid. And I thought Gracie was nuts, and here she was trying to be the perfect wife.
Oh, George, you're not supposed to be...
Oh, that's all right, dear. I'm sorry for the way I acted. And, sweetheart, you know that compact you wanted? And I wouldn't let you spend the $10. Well, go out and get it.
Uh-huh. No, George. I couldn't possibly spend $10. We've got to economize now.
Economize what?
Well, because I just paid $500 for this course.
Some economy, huh?
George and Gracie will be right back. Meanwhile, I'd like to ask you if you've sent for your Swan Encyclopedia yet. Believe me, it's really swell. Your children especially will find it a great help in doing their school homework. And you'll find it a handy reference for thousands of things. It's a terrific bargain, too. All you do to get one is send your quarter and Swan wrapper to Swan, Box 25, Racine, Wisconsin. That's Swan, Box 25, Racine, R-A-C-I-N-E, Racine, Wisconsin. They'll send your encyclopedia along immediately. Act now, because this offer may have to be withdrawn at any time. Now, here are George and Gracie.
George, aren't you glad I took the Successful Marriage course?
Well, you really didn't need it, sweetheart. You don't have to be a siren with me. I love you just the way you are.
Oh, really?
Certainly.
Kiss me, kiddo.
Oh.
The makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie in inviting you to tune in again next week, same time. These programs are shortwave to our armed forces everywhere. Remember, Swan now brings you two of radio's top shows. George Burns and Gracie Allen every Tuesday night, and Tommy Riggs and Betty Lou every Friday night over another network. And now till next week, at the same time, this is Bill Goodwin saying, well, I, Swan, how about you? Good night.
Try Spry.
You'll find the baking you turn out fluffy and light. Try Spry. You're sure to hear your family shout, what a delight. For cake, pie, donut, the thing you fry. Try Spry. What's that you say you're going to try today?
Why, sure.
Try Spry.
KNX, Columbia Square, Los Angeles. The following announcement is transcribed.